Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for April 22nd. I'm your host, Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview for the next few weeks of Gamers Inn content. So, for the Gamers Inn, this is the week where I'll be reviewing the Backbone 1 USB-C Gen 2 controller. There's no better way to describe it. I know that's a mouthful. But they did release a new generation of the Backbone 1 controller. I did pick up the USB-C edition because I did get a new iPhone, which was USB-C. So I figured I'd pick one up. I've tested it with Apple Arcade games, PlayStation, and Xbox Remote Play, plus the latest addition to the App Store, which I think everybody was surprised to see, but the Delta emulator. I'm not super familiar with the Delta emulator, but I guess it's been around for quite a while, available on, I think it's called Alt Store, which was essentially a third-party app store you could install, and it was like you had to jump through a bunch of hoops to get it to work, including like running software off your Mac or Windows PC to refresh your license, and it was like, frankly, a lot of work. I've never done it, but it sounded like probably more work than was worth it. But with the Delta emulator added to the App Store, it is cutting out a lot of that extra work. So I've played around with that, and I'm ready to share my thoughts on the Backbone 1 USB-C Gen 2 controller. I've had a lot of fun with that. Now, alongside this, I've been focusing on finishing up Alan Wake 2 and hoping to wrap that one up. I think as of right now, I'm around chapter 6 or 7. I've gotten a lot farther than when we last spoke, and the game's story is starting to sort of come together and offer some answers to maybe the more mysterious stuff complaining about in our discussions, including some characters popping back up and explaining a little more about the powers and all that stuff. So I've been having fun with that. We will likely do a spoiler cast once both Joss and I have finished that, hopefully soon. And then we are going to take a few weeks, as Joss and I really want to do a Fallout-focused episode. So we will have an episode this week. Hopefully, if timing works out, next week's episode will be Fallout focused, in which we can talk about the series with full spoiler thoughts, as well as check back in on Fallout 4, which is getting an update, an Xbox Series X/S, PS5, and PC update to sort of match the new settings or new hardware settings available with the consoles. So I want to check that out. I have it on PC. I might see how it runs on PC and go from there. I have been thinking of resubscribing to Game Pass, but I already own Fallout on PC, so maybe I'll push that further down the road a little bit. We'll see. We shall see. Looking at Summoner's Call, we're back this week to discuss new heroes that don't appear to be the Fallen variety. Instead, we have a new Fates banner with attuned Azura leading. After that, we'll take 3 weeks off and return mid-May to discuss the Mythic Hero and May Special Heroes. Looking over at upcoming video games, well, this is a fun one. Eudin Chronicle 100 Heroes is out on the 23rd. I know it's been getting some love in the Discord. Stellar Blade out on the 26th. Sea of Thieves arriving on PlayStation 5 on the 30th. Then we head into May for Endless Ocean Luminous on the Switch, May 2nd. Indica on the 2nd. Prison Architect 2 on the 7th. V Rising launches out of Early Access on the 8th. Little Kitty Big City on the 9th. Homeworld 3 on PC on the 13th. Ghost of Tsushima Director's Cut also on the 16th for PC. Lorelei and the Laser Eyes on the 16th. I think that one was covered on the latest Indie World, I believe. We've got Senua's Saga Hellblade 2 out on the 21st. System Shock arriving on consoles on the 21st. I think that's the remake that they made. It's been on PC for a bit. World of Goo 2 on the 23rd. Paper Mario The Thousand Year Door Is that a remaster or a remake? Well, that's out on the 23rd on Switch. And finally, Multiverses relaunches full access on the 28th across consoles and PC. Before we leave, I do have one quick update on TGI Game Club. There was a poll in our Game Club Discord channel to see what everyone wanted to play next, with a hope to start Game Club back up in the coming months. Discussions are still ongoing, but I wanted to update everybody here on the mini in case you're not in the Discord, although you should be. Discord's the best spot. Options included Space Marine, which we did. So all the games I'm going to list are still on the list of things we'd like to do for Game Club. This is more about figuring out timing. So Space Marine, Senua's Sacrifice, which is the first Hellblade, Titanfall 2, and Outer Wilds. Now, Outer Wilds appears to be the clear winner here with the majority of votes. And due to its structure, I know this has come up a couple times. We were thinking of doing it more like a common book club approach where we all take a month to play it and then a discussion opens up for the whole thing. So that might be what we end up doing. And, as a different approach, it might be an easier way to ease back into Game Club because I know everyone's really busy with other games. So if you jumped into the game and then fell off of it or couldn't quite finish it and weren't worried about spoilers, you could jump into that discussion, have a good time. So when we do decide what we're playing next, I will announce it here as well as on the main show and, of course, in the Discord. Be sure to join in on the conversation, speaking of the Discord, over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGI Discord. Thank you so much for listening. Hope everybody's enjoying their video games right now. I know Alan Wake 2, it's a lot of fun. Gonna get back to that. Have a great weekend.